When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories and stuff that, I post about animals and just cute stuff. There was I posted a really cute one this morning that's just a saying. It's I just posted it not too long ago. It's about being a crow, and it's really cute. Anyway, what did it say? It was very fun. Let's see. What does it say? It's a great picture of a crow. So let's start our Sunday. Be the crow you wish to see in the world. Collect shiny things. Hop happily down the street for no apparent reason. Scream loudly when you see your friends. Okay, so that's the Facebook advice.
And I might add, steal compost from the compost bucket.
Hey, all righty. There's a voice hero. That's set the table. Bring everybody in. I was going to say we have a full house today, but we really have a full screen today because Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And don't forget that French fries on the side of the road are the best things in the world.
Oh, for crows. For crows?
Yes, okay. They are.
All right,
yes.
That's very good. So obviously you're thinking pretty sharply this morning, come up with that right away. And I'm wondering, because we all had to zoom in because our wonderful Stacy call screener, who would normally be in on our Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels and Linda, but she is off in Hawaii. So when she isn't here, then that means Nathan not only has to take care of everything else with running the show, he also has to deal with all the phone calls. And that's much easier for him to do if we aren't in the studio with him. But you know what? When I told him we weren't coming in, he took over. Okay. And I want to get Dr. Nels. It's Dr. Nels Rasmussen's here. Linda's Rasmussen is here. And it's not the second Sunday of the month. It's the third Sunday of the month. And if you're here looking for me and Natasha, well, I'm here, but Natasha was here last week. We had to switch up the schedule. We'll be back to our regular schedule next month. Nels and Linda will be here on the second Sunday, Natasha on the third Sunday, but they're here this week. So anyway, you guys, so that you can participate in the conversation. I told him that we wouldn't be in so that, you know, he'd have the studio to himself. And he said, well, thank you very much. I'm just moving in. So what is this? What are you doing camping at the studio?
I made myself he apparently slept there last night.
Yeah,
you can't see maybe across, but I can't get the camera quite high enough. But there's a little cot I set up into the...
I was going to say his bedroom is now the studio.
Nelson and Linda would usually sit when they're in the studio.
So what the heck? Why are you camping in the studio?
Well, normally I would be here on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. like I hear on Sundays. And,
yeah.
you probably remember Odie, who filled in one time for you while I was taking a trip.
Well, oh, yeah, the gal. Yeah. Oh, so she's only done it once. Yeah.
She needed yesterday evening off, so we switched. Oh. I was working instead the evening, and then she worked the morning and afternoon when I normally do. So instead of going home for like 5 hours and coming right back, why not just set up a little temporary bed in the studio and come right back here so I can get a little bit more sleep and not have to deal with the wear and tear on all my car and all that stuff.
Well, so how was it camping in the studio and sleeping there at night? I mean, were you able to get a decent night's sleep and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I just, turned the volume on the speakers here down, and I'm used to sleeping with a little noise anyway because I sleep with the little portable fan on in my room.
Uh-huh.
So all the machine noise or fans in the studio, it didn't bother me. In fact, it helped me sleep. So it was pretty cool. Nice. It just had to kind of get adjusted with my body having a different type of firmness of surface to sleep on.
All right. Well, now that we've settled that little dilemma, I was unsure why he was... But at least you weren't kicked out of home or anything. And we've got more news to talk to you about. So anyway, all right. Now we can get back to normal stuff. And just so you know, even though it's the third Sunday, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. So that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. Dr. Nels is here. And his sister Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com is also here. So good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. So a little strange being a week off, it's so good to have you guys back on. And for any of you that are tuned in and wondering why they're here, there was a scheduling thing. Natasha was in last week, and they're here this week. So anyway, November will be normal schedule. Shelter, rescue, sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday on the first Sunday, and our healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda will be the second Sunday of November, and then Natasha and I will be the third Sunday, so it'll all be back to normal next month. So at any rate, I was expecting a really rainy day. It was really rainy yesterday. And I was out driving in it, and I had a session. Fortunately, we did not have to work outside with the dog. It was all an inside job, and so it was it wasn't really causing any problems with me, other than the commute, I think, was probably slowed down with the rain and so forth. But you've got sunshine down there. I've got sunshine up here. So what the heck? Did the rain get delayed for a little while? Oh, you're
it's
clouding
kinda changing.
Up a little more. Yeah, it's changing. So I guess we're expecting weather to come in this afternoon. What's going on with the weather, Nathan?
Oh, just taking a look here, it seems like we're going to have a somewhat of a blustery day.
That's right. It was supposed to be wind.
Yeah, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, and going to have some rain along with that, too, and it looks like it's rolling in. Our chance of rain is 90%, so that's pretty much guaranteed we're going to get wet in some way. And that wind, it's only going to be lasting through today. By tonight, they start dying down and back to normal wind speeds on Monday.
Well, I'm being grateful because I have zero wind here right now. You know, my flag is absolutely down. Not moving at all. And I think I took care of powers that be took care of the wind karma for me Friday night, because not last night, but the night before, I wasn't expecting any big weather or anything, went to bed as usual. And fortunately, I usually have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And when I did that, I when I was coming back to bed, I had my eyes open enough, you know, often I'm sleepwalking when I'm doing that, but open enough to see the clock on my radio alarm flashing, which meant we'd had a power outage in the middle of the night, but the power was back on. So that allowed me, of course, I was saying, thank you very much for waking me up, because that allowed me to reset the clock and my alarm. Otherwise, my alarm wouldn't have gone off when it was supposed to. So I was grateful that I got up at the time that I did, and I realized that the power had been out and I could reset. So I think I took care of that. Because then my concern was, well, holy mackerel, if we have that big windstorm Sunday morning, what happens if my power goes out? What would we do, Nathan, if I had no power? Well, I guess, because if I have no power, then I don't have a landline phone either. But I guess, could I do it on my phone?
Yeah, you can Zoom on the phone. Or you could just speed carefully and get down into the studio.
that's what I was thinking last night. I was thinking, well, I guess if worse came to worse, Nathan could just run the show while I drove down there. But, you know, I'm 45 minutes away, you know, so it's not like I can just hop in the car and be there in 5 minutes. But so that's good to know. If it was really an emergency, we could do it on my phone.
Yep. Huh. As long as you got the cell signal or something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not do that, universe. I'm much, much happier with what we've got here. So, and Linda, you're local here over with us. You're in kind of the more South Seattle area. Yep. And have you got sunshine and a nice day going on?
Well, I did until a couple minutes ago. Now the sort of high clouds are coming in and it's looking a little grayer, but it's still, you know, a pretty fall day.
Okay, for what I saw, and what it looks like that it's supposed to be really windy this morning, more so west of me, anyway, is what it showed last night. And then the rain's coming in, and lots of rains tonight and tomorrow. They had lots of rain, I think, and maybe a little on Tuesday. But then I saw sunshine for a few days, which I need, because holy moly, I'm buried in big leaf maple leaves, and I got to be able to blow and then mow. So, but I don't do that in the rain. So I'm waiting for it to dry out. So anyway, Dr. Nils is over in Idaho now. So are you having the same kind of stuff of weather we got? What's weather doing over in your
Actually,
neck of the woods?
We haven't been laboring under an atmospheric river like you folks.
Okay, so you haven't had the rain and stuff.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of cold and rain several days ago, and some really enormous amounts of hail came down for a little while. But now we're in a pretty nice phase. We've been working outside, and today is supposed to be really delightful, almost 70 degrees. And then tomorrow we're going to get the rain come in, and we're supposed to get about a half inch of rain.
Hey, okay. Well, but it sounds like nothing major going on anywhere around here. So I guess
when you said enormous hail, how big of little hail pellets are we talking about?
The pellets were only like a quarter inch. It was the amount, the volume. It just was coming down so hard the roof was roaring and the ground turned white.
I think that hailstorm came through this area on its way to you, because there were some posts on my next door feed, you know, that of people. Well, let's see, because I'm closer to Salton than Monroe, and but I think maybe it's in Snohomish or Lake Stevens. They were posting, because I hadn't had any weather here. But they were posting about the huge hailstorm that had just come through, and they were all kind of thrown off, and everybody was commenting on the hail. So I think it just missed me, but it must have come through on its way to you. So I guess it's that time of year, but I don't think there's anything significant yet going on in the weather reports, so I think we're good. And it's staying kind of warm. It's not as cold as I kind of would have expected it to be with the weather we're having. And you said it's like 70 over there.
It's going to be close to 70 today.
And I think it's supposed to be close to that around here. But anyway, I guess we appreciate it while it's here. And I have to say, you know, last week, Nathan, we were talking about the weather report looking forward, had rain every day and clouds and no sunshine for like the rest of the month. And it looked horrible. And so we finished the show last week and I was thinking, well, it's just going to be raining all week because, of course, I grew up here and I know what it's like when it just is rainy. Well, I don't think I live in the same place I grew up in anymore because, you know, when it's the sun, it's going to be rainy, rainy, rainy every day for the rest of your life. But the week, you know, I mean, it sprinkled here and there. It rained a little bit here and there, but there was never, I mean, there wasn't big, huge rain like I'm used to. It used to just rain and then keep raining and not stop around here. But it doesn't do that anymore. So anyway, I was kind of surprised that we didn't have more rain last week.
Me too. When I was looking at those weather reports, it's like every day I was expecting it to be rain, and most of those days, not even a drizzle.
Okay, so it wasn't just me. I'm thinking what was going, you know, because we spent a lot of time last week talking about how much rain there was going to be for how long.
Except when I had softball on Friday night, that was rainy.
So it rained when it shouldn't. Okay,
yeah, and well, we don't play on the sand and grass fields, so we just play on the artificial turf. And unless there's standing water, which is extremely hard to do that on turf, you basically need a torrential downpour. We were out there playing.
Uh-huh. Well, better than you than me. anyway, so just while we're on the subject of weather, we're going to remind you that it is mushroom season again, and just make sure you're policing your, if you have dogs that spend time in your yard, make sure you police your yard for mushrooms without your dog. You don't want to let them know that you're looking for those things, so you get rid of them, because as far as I know, pretty much all the mushrooms we have in our yards growing are toxic. And there's, you know, every year a story of, you know, dogs going out, usually little smaller models, but, you know, going out in the yard and munching mushrooms, and then it kills them. So and they're monkey see, monkey do, our dog friends, so you don't want them to see you squishing or picking, you know, mushrooms and getting rid of them. So do that without your dog watching, but just make sure that you're aware of what's growing in your yard. And it's warm enough that I've been putting out a flea alert, because when the temperature starts to drop, so once it gets consistently below 50, then the eggs and larvae and stuff outside don't hatch. But as it's starting, the temperature's making its way down to that area, then a lot of fleas are looking for a ride in the house. So you want to do a little flea combing, you know, if you've seen any fleas around this year. And the other thing would be remembering our little dog friends that don't like to go out in cold weather and the rain and snow and stuff. Now, it's still staying pretty warm, but when we are having these torrential downpours that, you know, come and go, and it rains, you know, for a little while, if you got to take your dogs out there, if you've got little models, especially the breeds that aren't, you know, real responsible in the house training department, and with, of course, exceptions, those would be your Chihuahuas, your Dachshunds, Yorkies, and smaller breeds of dogs. But there can be some bigger dogs that don't like to go out in the colder weather. Make sure that you go out with them with a really good sales pitch, because remember, monkey see, monkey do. Woohoo! Oh boy, let's go out. It's raining. Oh boy, this is really fun. You can make it even better by taking a high-value food reward out with you to reward them on the spot right after they go. But a lot of those little challenging models in the house training department, you got to get them psyched up for the cold weather and knowing that it's good to go outside. And that way you won't end up with, oh, why is the dog peeing in the house? Just remember that. All righty. We are, time to, we'll keep Nathan happy. We'll take care of advertisers. Then we'll come back and officially start the show, which we do with our little prayers and affirmations for our Sunday morning. And then, phone lines will be technically open, but we usually don't get to phone calls. Well, We get the phone calls when it starts ringing. But what I have in mind, unless you guys call in earlier than I'm expecting, we'll come back and officially start the show. And then maybe this month, we didn't have a lot of time for it last month, maybe we'll have time to dive into Dr. Nell's newsletter for the month because it's really good. And so I want to be able to spend some time with that. And if we don't have any calls, we might even be able to dive a little bit into more about what is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, the neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset. What is all of that for, you know, folks that don't know so much? So, but you can jot down the phone numbers if you like, 425-373-5527. If you don't have a schedule and you're going to be with us for the morning, let's wait a little bit before you call in. But if there's anybody that really needs help and has to leave and can't wait, you can call us and we'll mess up the schedule. With love and all of that, and be very grateful for your calls. So 425-373-5527. But right now, we are going to take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and we'll officially start the show straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and that's who we are. An alternative to everything else out there. Makes sense to me. And, hey, we are... just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We've had a little change up in schedule. So it is, it's really, technically it's the second Sunday of the month, even though it's the third, because Dr. Nels and Linda are here. And we, of course, heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen during the break. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And he, as I always, does a free telephone evaluation. So he's happy to talk to you about you and your animal friends and whether or not he can help. But he also has this private membership group going on. And then, which is, it only costs $10 to join, and then he's doing free classes. And I think you had another one about this week. And since we're gonna focus on your stuff anyway in a moment, we'll do more about that. But really important to get on the website healingministryforanimals.com and join the private membership group, and that way you will be eligible to join the free classes that he's doing. So we'll talk about that too. And of course, if you do anything that helps, you know, that does good for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I we're going to go ahead and officially start the show so we can get to talking Dr. Nels and Linda stuff. So if you haven't been here before when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis, with a couple of little St. Francis prayers. Yeah, because it's Sunday and I can, so that's what we do. All right, so we start with little prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. And by the way, participating in this section of the show, the prayers and the affirmations, completely optional. You can opt out if you don't want to join us. Not like dancing and sending love around the planet when we love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here, prayer and affirmation. That's kind of weird. What's wrong with that statement? You can opt out of this one. All righty, here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then. Second prayer is the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, peace prayer for us human animals. Here we go with that. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now we have a pile of affirmations we do, all contributed by some member of our animal world family here, and they're chosen because of their power, and most of them are life-changing. So I know many of you do them along with me, and every day, like I do at home, and I think we all around here use affirmations. Anyway, this first one came from my spiritual family as an assignment years ago, which was say this, you know, do this, say this three times, once a day for the week, see what happens. Ha! Changed my life. So I share it with you here. And I think it's this one, Dr. Nels, I start with. I think it's this affirmation that is similar to the monthly affirmation that you gave us for this month.
Yes.
And so we'll get to that. We're going to get to that next. But
yeah,
anyway,
variations.
I think it's a variation on this theme. Isn't it? Okay. All right. So here we go. We say these out loud three times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And when you guys start calling in, you'll know that when she works on one of you human animals, she usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy, you know, going. And that's where this one came from. And it was so life-changing for so many. And everybody started telling me that it was like, oh, well, we have to share this with everybody. So I continued. It's shifted the flow in my life, and I use it every day. Here we go. I am, and when I say abundance, imagine in your mind what kind of abundance you're seeking at this point. Okay, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I love that one. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family and the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division, and it's the one I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in the right energy flow, especially when I'm going out in the world. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our intuitive communicator psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animals to help keep us and kind of balance and alignment with all the crazy energy and stuff going on. I find it very helpful. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, then I've got one more longer one here to conclude the longer affirmations. And this is, again, comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and it is their Warrior of Life affirmation. And boy, this one is so needed. When we're sending, during this affirmation, we send love all over the country, all over the world, you know, all the areas that it's needed. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty. And then to wrap this all up and conclude our little affirmation, prayer and affirmation ritual here, and to seed it within us for the day and the week, Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So, along with me, cross your hands and place them over your heart on your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. I always feel like our work is done when I get through that. And it's like, okay, see you guys later. We are all set up here and I must have touched something and messed. There you go. Okay, so Nathan, are we good to continue?
We are all set.
All righty, then somewhere here I have Dr. Nils. You have been for some time now. You do a monthly affirmation, or a monthly newsletter, email newsletter. And since you've been over there in Idaho, I think your wife, whose name is also Martha, so you have to pay attention to what Martha we're talking about. But you, Martha's helping and along with this newsletter now, right? Is she still involved?
Yeah, absolutely.
That started happening, it started getting really good.
She's got a great writer's soul. And so she's been helping me. And yeah, I feel like the quality of our newsletter has gone way up thanks to her.
Well, I would agree with that. All right. Now, first thing in the newsletter, and I guess I didn't realize this, but you have a YouTube channel, which is just Nels Rasmussen on YouTube.
Actually, you know what? I changed the name, and you can look it up under Healing Ministry for Animals now.
Oh, okay. So the YouTube channel. Okay, I'm going to have to change my automatic pilot. So YouTube channel is now Healing Ministry for Animals?
Yep. And I think you probably could find it under my name, too. But I actually figured out how to officially change the name. It wasn't that hard. I just hadn't applied myself.
Okay. And before I think you're moving all of that and you'd been changing up some of this stuff, I mean, you used to have like over 50 before and after video sequences on your YouTube channel of, you know, like paralyzed dogs and the process of them healing with your work and all that kind of stuff. Do you still have as many videos up?
Yeah, there's still a ton of videos on there. When I look at my dashboard, it says I have something like 60 videos. So.
Yeah, okay. So I'm right when I say over 50. That's kind of my general spiel. But what I didn't realize, because you do put out, you know, a video with the newsletters and all of that, and, you know, sometimes send them out, I didn't realize that you hadn't done a new video in over a year.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. The moving, you know, moving was very time consuming, took a lot of effort to get everything set up. And of course, I had files of video material I could use, and I'm still working on one of those, but something happened and I had to fix it. And, you know, it's just.
Yeah, right. Delays. But so the wonderful announcement in this newsletter, this October newsletter, and by the way, he usually sends that usually the first Sunday of the month, isn't it?
First Sunday of the month. That's my deadline to have that newsletter come out. 6 a.m. Pacific time, and that way you can read it like the morning Sunday paper we used to get.
And so he says, this month we'll start with a great new video, my first all-new video in over a year. So I was like, wow, I didn't realize that. You did a good job of not saying anything about that, and you sent enough videos out. I didn't even think about it. It didn't occur to me that you hadn't made new ones, but it makes total sense now. But anyway, this is a wonderful video. It's a couple with a 9-year-old dog that you know, couldn't, you know, walk real well and was very shaky and wobbly and couldn't do the things he used to do and, you know, didn't have a happy trot along and couldn't jump on the bed anymore. And It's the whole sequence of watching this dog during the time period that you were working with him, and then the conclusion. But this dog, it's amazing, the cover. And was this dog a local dog? Did you work on this dog in person, or was it a remote? How did you?
This is remote. Pretty much everything I do now is remote. So
yeah,
this
right.
was over in Arizona.
Ah, okay. And but it's amazing. And I'm not going to tell you the whole video. You're going to have to watch it. And now would you be able to find this video on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, it should be. If somebody goes to the Healing Ministry for Animals YouTube channel, they should see this one come up first because it's the most recent.
Okay. So YouTube Healing Ministry for Animals, and it should come up if you don't get the newsletter.
Right.
All right. And then we go sort of from our hearts to yours. And this is a story that your Martha Rasmussen wrote called The Lunchbox Dog. And I don't, you know, don't want to spoil it if you haven't read it, but you guys do the most wonderful stories.
Yeah. I just act as editor and make sure, you know, it's got commas and stuff, but but it's a wonderful story, and it's going to be, and actually Martha is writing a much longer story than what we'll include on all the newsletters for her own writing, and because the story does go on and on with this amazing dog.
All right. Well, the stories are always great. Then we missed. So you had another one of those free classes last week. You've been doing the free Zoom classes. Now it's for an hour, like 7 to 8 p.m.
Yep.
And this was a repeat of the first class that you did, you know, a month before that I took, which was the Rasmussen Reset.
Yes.
And that, so did you have that class last week?
Yes, we had that last week. It was great. Several people who attended had been to some before, and it's really fun. The people who come another time, they talk about how much more they're getting out of it on the second time, because it's not all new. And now they're wanting to really get into the finer points of what I'm showing them to how to help their animals be calm and happy. And so, yeah, it's a great great chorus. People just love it. And I can take about a dozen per chorus on that one, because we actually check people out where we
make sure. I took it the first time you did, and we're on Zoom for the class. But man, I was impressed about, you know, how you handled it and how you did it. And you worked with each one of us and made sure that we were doing it right. And I was really kind of blown away at what a phenomenal job you're able to do on Zoom when you're not in person. And it was so much helpful. And I understand the technique of actually doing it much better than I ever have. And even though I've worked with you for years and years and years, but it just is a great class. So while we have time, we've got to take care of advertisers, but would you, because we call it the Rasmussen Reset, we don't usually have time. Could you explain what is the Rasmussen Reset and why do we need it, or why do the animals need it?
Yeah, it's an outgrowth of the work that I do when somebody comes to me with an animal with a serious problem and they haven't been getting help for it. And that's the, you know, it's the, based on the bioenergetic synchronization technique, and I call it neuroenergetic balancing. So it's not to step on the mortar family's toes. And anyway, it's the Rasmussen Reset is a very streamlined version of that work. And I discovered after years of doing this work that there were a couple of points on the body that seemed to very consistently help to calm the animal down and reset the fight or flight system. So, and that can often result in lots of interesting healthy benefits without even knowing what's wrong. Sometimes animals just seem to be happier and healthier.
Yeah, and what I usually explain to people about this reset, because working with you, not only am I tell people, you and Linda, you're the best tools I've added to my toolbox in terms of behavior therapy and dog training, you know, in the last 25 years, because you guys are amazing. And but I've always tried to help my clients understand and say, you know, with your dogs has a big trauma of some kind, goes through a tough, you know, experience. And it could be, you know, a physical or trauma, could be emotional and got really scared, or, you know, got attacked by another dog, or, you know, something big and scary happens. But anyway, when something like that happens, you know, and I've always explained to my clients before I had this understanding from Dr. Nils, I'd say, well, you know, dogs tend to generalize, assume, and flashback, which is true. They kind of, you know, if it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way, and they react accordingly. What I didn't have a full understanding until I met Dr. Nils and he has explained all of this to us, is there's actually a physically or a mechanical reason why that happens. Because when this trauma happens, and I also think that this happens not just for dogs, but for pretty much probably all mammals, I would think.
Yeah, in fact, every living thing has some form of self-preservation instinct, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So it's their own version of the
so anyway, so when, you know, they have the big experience, whatever it is that's frightening and upsetting, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism. And once that happens, then they cannot respond appropriately or react appropriately to current stuff going on, because their nervous system's still back in the past, were in the old trauma, and was reacting according to that.
Yes.
So this is my simple way of explaining it, and I want to do it while you're here so you can tell me if I've got it right. But anyway, so Dr. Nils has discovered, you know, this neuroenergetic balancing or BEST therapy. I call it, it's like a light fingers on energetic healing modality. And so that you use just two fingers, and he puts them on different places on the animal to balance things. And so he's discovered, you know, some specific points that reset the nervous system. So, and that's what he calls the Rasmussen Reset. And, you know, I could tell you stories for the whole show about what a miraculous thing this is. And it's really amazing what can happen to these dogs once their nervous system is reset, because then they can respond, you know, in the present time, and rather than the past.
Right.
So because it is a specific process, you know, specific points and that, it's a little technique that Dr. Nails can teach. And because even though, you know, this smacks of kind of woo-woo stuff, you know, fingers on the dog and you do it in person or remotely, it really isn't. It's because it's a process that anyone can learn to do. And there are official classes we could go. And that's why you say the Mortars. Mortars is the doctor that you know, discovered this stuff and started teaching it. But you can go to classes and learn how to do this.
Yes, indeed.
So it's a real thing. And so that's what Dr. Nails is doing. But he's doing it for free. All you got to do is pay $10 to join his private membership group. And then you get to take these classes for free. And he does the one called the Rasmussen Reset. And he limits the number of folks in the class and dogs so that, or animals, so that he can work with each of us individually. And man, it is a phenomenal class. And then you did a second one where you were teaching us humans what to do to balance us.
Right.
And that was phenomenal. Are you going to do these classes regularly for?
Yes, I am.
What's your plan?
Yeah, I will be doing them regularly. My next workshop is the November 13th, I think it is. It's Wednesday, the middle of the month in November. And it's going to be what I call the fight flight workshop, which is how people can reset themselves.
Ah, okay, so that's good. And then when did you say that one's going to be?
That's going to be on Wednesday, and I don't have that calendar here. Let's see. Okay. So that's
Wednesday coming
up. The 13th, I believe. Yeah, that's Wednesday the 13th of November.
All right. So you've got time, folks, to join your private membership group. People just go onto your website, Healing Ministry for Animals, and they can do that there. Correct?
Yeah, they just need to contact me, and I'll send them the link to get started on the membership. So they have to fill out a form and then they ultimately pay me $10. That's an administrative fee just to get you into the membership. And as a result, once you are a member, you can have the free workshops.
Excellent. All right. We are going to take a timeout here on the Nails newsletter. We'll save the best for last, and that's this month's affirmation. But we are going to take care of our advertisers to keep Nathan happy. So we will do that, and then we will come back and finish up with the rest of Dr. Nell's news and the I can give you a little tease here. This month's affirmation is the cornerstone of a perfect life. So what kind of an affirmation is going to do that? Give you a perfect life? Well, we'll find out. So stay right where you are. Dr. Nail's affirmation of the month coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is our healing show. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Dogs, cats, and ferrets, excuse me, not horses. Dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out at NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to work with you on your either in person at her Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And what a treat to get in, be there in the gongs and the chimes, the Accutonic Forks, and, you know, the wonderful chiropractic that she does along with the sound healing and vibrational healing with the Accutonics. It's incredible. I mean, she keeps me in good shape. And I know, Linda, you like working with her also.
Oh, yes.
It really is a wonderful experience. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. She can work with you in person or remotely. 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody's got problems with their dog friends and needs some help, that's what I do as a behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So take down my number and give it to everybody you know that's got problems with their animals, and tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And the number to give them is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. So we got to finish up with Dr. Nils and his newsletter. And then, of course, we haven't gotten to some follow up that we'll get to sometime during the show today. But we got big news with Nathan and then we got stuff going on this afternoon in the sports department. So anyway, Dr. Nils, the last thing, of course, is your affirmation for the month. And I found this particular, everything that you wrote plus affirmation is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it really, really is good. So tell us a little bit about this affirmation and idea behind it.
Yeah, our affirmation for the month of October and the rest of your life is everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. And my wife and I, as I mentioned in the story that follows, we had a lot of stuff going on in our lives way back in the early 1980s and into the 90s that was just very upsetting and just made life terrible. And we stumbled upon a book that had that affirmation in there.
Uh-huh.
And we decided, you know what? Let's just make that the cornerstone of our life. Despite of what everything looks like going on around us, how about if we just say this to ourselves over and over all the time, talk about it constantly? And so that's what we did and have been doing for 35 years or something. I don't know, a long, long time. And it's just, it absolutely has changed our life. I mean, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have met you, Martha.
Well, then I wouldn't have met you, and gosh, we wouldn't be all doing all this great healing work for animals and now in humans and everything else. So the affirmation for the month is, everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. So you can see, you know, I started the show with, this is a little variation on the theme, you know, everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. So that's kind of the version for the more spiritual or religious type energy people.
Sure.
This is a more just general affirmation that works for everybody. But right. it's the same type of, you know, energy. So everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
Right.
Now, I can see, I just got a picture of somebody using this where, you know, something's about to happen or going to happen. You think it's just going to be awful? Well, I'd start doing this affirmation a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you can shift the energy.
Oh, and what's amazing is one time I had a friend who was going to commit suicide, and he wanted to have me be the one to find him and, you know, take care of things, take care of the mess. As soon as I recognized what was happening, because I was going to visit him and there was an envelope taped to the door and it all cascaded into place and I realized exactly what was going on, I started that mantra the second I saw that envelope taped to the door, and he and I are still great friends today.
Wow. Wow, so he didn't end up taking his own life.
No, you know, he attempted, but it didn't work out, and which was a good thing.
And so, you know, you never know that the affirmation and you changing your mindset and expectation and all of that helped shift the energy enough that it didn't work. And
yeah, I mean, he was in rough shape for a while, but he got through it.
All right, gosh, how wonderful! That's a wonderful. Wonderful story, and then there's a wonderful creation you have at the bottom of your newsletter, which is never give up because great things take time, and it's all perfect. So
yeah.
What a great way to end the first hour here of Animal World this week. And is there a way for people to get the newsletter if they're not already a member?
If they're not a member, they can't get the newsletter. They have to be a member now. That's.
But I mean, if they join and become a member, can they get last month's newsletter somehow?
Oh, to get the old ones? You know, it's kind of like an idea in the works. There's some technical stuff that relates to that. Because I don't want to just put it out in the public. I want it to be special for members only. So,
how
am I going to do that? Don't know yet.
All right.
I will.
So, bottom line, folks, if you don't want to miss these fabulous newsletters every month with the great stories and sharing that Martha does, and then with these great stories and affirmations that, you know, they put together, I mean, they're life altering. And it only costs $10 to join the private membership group. And then you get this every month, and you also have access to all the free classes. So what are you waiting for? HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Get on the website and join up so you can join the free classes coming up in November. The next Rasmussen Reset class will be, we think it's November 13th.
It's going to be the fight or flight for people to reset themselves.
Oh, and then, it's for the people is the next class.
Right.
And that's so good. Because remember,
great.
You know, our animals pick up, process, and reflect back the emotional, behavioral, and physical issue of the people they live with. So the better shape you keep yourself in, the better for your animal friends. So this is a really great, great class to take, not only for yourself, but also to benefit your animals, because you can keep yourself in better balance so they don't have to manage as much of your stuff.
Yeah.
All righty then. We're going to wrap up hour number one. We got to fire up the love train and get our little bit of exercise for the morning and our juices flowing, and I'm spreading love all over the country, all over the planet. And then to start our next hour, we're going to be going to the phones And if you want to jot down phone numbers, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, when we get playing the love train, remember you can't opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And let's send the love all over the country, all over the planet. And raise the vibration, because there's a lot of us and we're pretty powerful. So I energize this up with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.